The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're back.
Yeah, we are fine. Back. We're here.
Hope you had a great holiday and holiday weekend. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Should we just do the first talk back of the day?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, let's get to it.
Yo, Graham. Who's got it better than us? Everybody. Nah, but my Raiders suck, though. At least we didn't get blown out like you guys. We almost beat the Chiefs, but we lost them in the most right away possible. All right, now, good luck with the rebuild, and man, CMC, not looking so good. Happy Monday, JV Show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
First off.
Guess what? You suck.
Look. Last night, the Niner game, it was all bad. Everything went that could go wrong, did go wrong. That's it. It sums up their entire season. Now, there are no moral victories in the NFL. We almost beat the Chiefs. Nobody cares. A loss is a loss. Yeah. It was your guys' eighth loss in a row or whatever. Let's just collectively, Bay Area football fans, we all suck right now. We all suck. It's terrible. It's terrible out there, but at least we don't have to watch football anymore the rest of the season, and we can spend that time, I don't know, volunteering in our community or something. Get out there and do something good. Don't waste your time watching these trash teams. They're garbage. We're done.
Aside from the game, and that's not doing too well, Graham, how was your weekend?
It was good. The extended weekend, it gave me some time to get a lot of stuff done on the house. If you don't know, my wife and I have been building a house for what seems like forever.
It's been forever. It's been years.
It's been a long time. You know what? I'm sick of that. I'm sick of that narrative. You guys been working. Anytime I see someone, oh, man, you guys have been doing that a long time. Yeah, I know that. I'm not an idiot. Also, it's a crew of one. It's me. Have you tried building a house in the Bay Area? It's like the most expensive thing in the world. So paddle your own freaking canoe and get out of mine.
Whoa.
Let me just
asked how the weekend was.
Well, you know, everything's gone wrong. You know, it all stemmed with that Niner game last night. Yeah. But I just mean, I get it. I know it's taking a long time. People are always in my DMs. Oh, man, you guys have been there for... Yeah, I know. I'm aware. I'm living it, guy. Show me the house you're building. I'm doing it by myself.
But is it almost done, at least? Because you want to be moved in for for Christmas.
Yeah, I got to get in there by Christmas. Got to get in there by Christmas. That's the goal. I think I can make it happen. It's close. The house is, done. Everything works. There's now hot and cold water. There's heat. There's electricity. There's lights. There's, you could live in this thing now.
Okay. So why don't you?
Because now you have to do this thing called all the final inspections. And every different department of the county gets to take a crack at you. And they all get to nitpick their own things. And you have to do inspection after inspection after inspection. So we passed some of our final inspections. I got another one this afternoon. Fingers crossed for that. And then I'll have another one after that. And another one after that. And another one after that. And another one after that.
Oh,
legit, probably five more.
And you have to do this before the end of this month?
Yes.
Whoa. That's the goal, at least.
I'm stacking everything up this week and next week are going to be crazy. But then also we have to move out of the house that we've been renting. Yeah. And you guys know what else sucks?
Moving.
God, it's the worst. So stress level very high, as you
can
tell.
Wait, how is that going to work? I didn't even consider the house that you're currently living in. You have to give them how much notice before moving out?
We had to give them 60 days. And guess when that 60-day notice comes in? At the end of this month. So this is the month, you guys.
Okay, so you already did that.
Yes. Stress level very, very high. We just began looking at all the junk that we have to move and stuff we got to get rid of. And moving is the worst, on top of trying to finish the house, on top of having two kids and two full-time jobs. Life is not good right now. Life is majorly, majorly lifing. How was everybody's Thanksgiving, though?
It was good.
It was good, yeah.
I'm going to talk more about my Boston trip 8:05.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were gone.
It was actually really, really fun. The matching Thanksgiving shirts we had to wear, not as bad as I thought.
Okay.
Because it took out a lot of stress of what am I going to wear? And getting the kids ready. Here's your shirt.
I didn't see you post any pictures of it. Did I miss that?
No, I haven't posted much yet.
Got it.
I do have
I'm dying
to see.
There
were some of my story, though.
Yeah, I saw
there were some of my story.
Oh, I didn't notice the matching shirts. Maybe I missed that part.
Oh.
I was very curious to see the matching Thanksgiving family.
They were
shirts.
There.
You know what? I was shocked. I had celebrated my side of the family's Thanksgiving last weekend and then, or 2 weekends ago, whatever it is now. And then on actual Thanksgiving, went to my wife's family's Thanksgiving. 0-for-2 on green bean casserole.
Oh, for two. It's not good.
It really is.
Consider yourself lucky.
When you think about it, it's like, would you eat green bean casserole on any other day of the year?
No.
If somebody served that up at a 4th of July barbecue, you would probably punch them.
Well, I've never tried it.
What are you doing?
Don't.
It's just not... It's just like one of these side dishes that doesn't need to, despite having the greatest theme song that we play on the show of all time. But yeah, I was mildly disappointed that I didn't even get to have, you know, like
wanted it for the plot.
I wanted it for the gram. You know, I was going to post a picture. Got my green bean casserole. I don't post food pictures. I thought about it.
I really wish you would once, at least.
Green bean casserole would have been
that
the one.
Been
I
one
would have posted
chance.
It then, and I didn't have any, and I feel like there's just a missing piece of me.
Jess, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I did. It was the least Thanksgiving, basically.
Why?
Because
it wasn't giving Thanksgiving vibes.
It was not.
It was not giving Thanksgiving.
Your Thanksgiving aura points were,
yeah,
were through the roof?
Very low. Negative 20. But I had fun and I had a good time just spending time with my family, but it was literally just my mom, my stepdad, and me. So my brother didn't even show up.
Oh, I would have just left. That's sad.
You had a 3-person Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Did you have a turkey still?
More like a tiny stuffed chicken.
Oh, you had a little quail.
My mom was like, oh, should I make this? Should I make this? And I'm like, Mom, it's literally going to be like 3 of us. Like, we don't even eat that much. Like, everything is going to be just left over.
That is so sad.
I know, but it was still nice. We just watched movies.
You got a teeny tiny little bird.
Wow, it does sound so sad.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my God.
Thanksgiving was not Thanksgiving.
Speaking of movies, I know each of you did go to the theater over the weekend. Let's talk about that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
For now, it's time for...
The 4 things you need a heads up on to start your day.
President Joe Biden. He announced yesterday that he has pardoned his son, Hunter Biden, who was going to be sentenced this month for federal tax and gun convictions. Joe said it is a full and unconditional pardon, so it cannot be reversed by anybody else.
Boom. Another sad Monday for Bay Area football fans. The Niners got pounded in the snow by the Bills last night in Buffalo on Sunday Night Football, 35-10. The Niners played without several starters, including Nick Bosa and Trent Williams, and then lost Christian McCaffrey to a knee injury early in the second quarter. They're now 5-7 on the season, and making the postseason is now a very long shot. Meanwhile, the Raiders found themselves with a chance to beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Friday, but the Raiders continue to raider, and they fumbled the game away, lost 19-17. That was their 8th loss in a row. 8th loss in a row. They're now 2-10 on the season. Go football.
Yes. Wow.
Clear skies are expected throughout the Bay Area today. Highs will be in the upper 60s, and so far, no rain is expected at all for this week, but I'll keep you updated.
Are you sure?
If anything changes.
Jinxed it. I needed some dry weather this week, and you jinxed it. Hey, Taurus besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Travel and romance excite your senses. Spread your love wings and explore new vistas with someone you love. Careful. Expand your boundaries for a steamy adventure.
Wow. Expand and spread.
All of that.
Why couldn't that be Capricorn's reading for today?
You could take whatever sign you want and put it
there
and have that be your horoscope.
All right, talk
is what
back.
I've learned.
Yo, good morning, TV show. It's your boy, nobody special, aka Steve. It's December 2nd, and last night, my fiance LaVisa and our daughter Harper and I, we put up the Christmas tree. Hey, yo, Selena, what'd you decide to do? Did you put your tree up? Did you get a fake tree? Hope y'all had a great, great break.
Hey, you too. So we do fake tree every year. That has not changed. Mm-hmm. Probably never will, because we like the pre-lit one, so you don't have to do like the line of lights and all that, and it's all untangling. It's just, that's too much.
That's a holiday tradition.
I hate it. And then
the great untangling of the lights. I do it every year.
Sometimes a few of them don't work, you know, and then it just ruins everything. Anyways, we were supposed to put the tree up on Tuesday before Thanksgiving because we were going out of town.
I remember this.
Didn't even get to put it up because we were out shopping for our trip, packing, getting the kids together, all that till like, I want to say like 1-2 in the morning.
Jeez.
And our flight was like 7:00. So that
did you actually make it to
happen.
Your flight on time for once?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
When we were leaving there, yeah. We'll talk about the trip back at 8:05.
Okay.
Oh, no. Wait, so right now your tree is not up.
It's not up.
Oh, my God.
At this point, it's already the second. Like, I'm just ready to be like, we're not even having a tree. It's too late.
No.
It's too late.
What?
We're done. No tree this year. Sorry, kids.
Jess, do you remember Selena? She's like, we're doing it. We're putting the tree up. She bold proclamation on these airwaves that she was decorating the whole house so they could come home to Christmas spirit when they got back.
And, Graham, you even suggested December 2nd. She was like, nope, too late. Too late.
Right.
I gotta do it before that.
And it is the second. So now I'm just over. We're just not having a tree.
Morning, JV show. Julie from Valley Springs. I made a green bean casserole. This is my second year. I made it in spirit of JV last year, and it was so good. I made it from scratch that I made it again. It was awesome. You guys should try it from scratch. It's nothing like that mushroom soup out of a can. Have a great day, guys.
Interesting. I never considered that. She's going
against the recipe that's laid out in the song where you need a can of mushroom soup. Look, I'm sure that her green bean casserole is good. Is it awesome?
I don't know. It's still green beans.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever taken a bite of green bean casserole. I'm like, you guys, get over here. You got to try this. This green bean casserole is awesome.
We don't have a ton of time, but Graham, you went to the movies.
Yeah.
Which you never do. You never go to the movies.
Well, we go to a lot of kid movies. We do family movie night. We do that quite a bit. And we wanted to take the kids to see Wicked, but this was on this past Saturday night. Everybody in the world had the same idea to go to dinner and go to the movies that night. We usually, we'll be sitting at dinner and then buy our tickets, you know, because there's usually a million empty seats. Not Thanksgiving weekend with all these big blockbuster movies out. And so we had wanted to take them to see Wicked. The kids were all excited about that. But then it was like, okay. The only seats available are in the second row, and I'm not sitting in a 2 hour and 40 minute musical staring straight up. Not a chance. I'm not doing that. The kids are like, no, look, they're open seats. Nah, you have no idea what it's like sitting there. So we ended up seeing Moana 2 and luckily found some normal seats, regular viewing for that. And I thought it was good. You know, the kids liked it. I was, if I'm being, you know, movie critical about it. Like, I didn't seem like they were trying to do too much, if that makes sense. It's like they brought in a new character and then they didn't even like wrap up her storyline. Then there was some other stuff. And you're just like, this is getting a little
interesting.
Too much is going on. Like, simplify this a little bit. It seemed, and then a lot of it seemed very predictable. Let's put it that way. Like, The songs are rather formulaic. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It's like, I could have written this song.
Give it a rating out of 10.
I'll give it a 7.
That's not bad. Okay.
Well, it's a fun movie to take your family to. I'm being like hypercritical as like, you know, dad watching it. But if you're bringing your family to watch it, they're going to have a great time. My kids loved it. You know, it's fun.
And quickly, Gladiator 2, Jess.
I don't know why people were saying it was bad. It was not. I recommend it. You guys need to check it out. Especially you, Selena, because you like gory scenes.
Love it.
Yeah, I have to turn my head when any of that happens. I can watch scary movies, but for some reason, once like arms are getting...
slicing off
those
limbs.
Those are the best ones.
The blood splatters.
Was there any heads?
Oh, yeah. Watch that one. I give it an 8.5.
Okay, that's strong.
That's really good.
Yeah,
that's
very strong. Watch it. It was really good.
All right.
I had one teeny tiny complaint, but when they use CGI, and this was just in one tiny little part, when they use CGI sometimes, you know, with newer movies, when it's a movie that's supposed to be set at a different time, it just sometimes looks fake. So that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to give anything away. But I just think that sometimes they try to do too much with...
Agreed.
You know,
special effects.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, like everything else in the movie looks so great and it looks like we're in that time. And then all of a sudden you just throw it off with throwing in something that just looks so fake.
That's the worst.
Really good. Check it out.
Love that. All right. Thank you, guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show.
Oh, yeah, Graham. It was awesome. You got to try it from scratch. I'm telling you, that canned mushroom soup is what ruins it all. And fresh green beans, of course. Don't do anything out of a can. But, yeah, it's awesome. Have a great day, guys.
The green bean casserole.
Yeah, she said the one that she made this year for Thanksgiving was, in fact, awesome. I doubted whether or not anyone had ever said that a green bean casserole was awesome before, but apparently hers is, and now I'd like
to
try some.
Love that for you. I love that. Did you guys do any shopping? Today is Cyber Monday, so go get those deals. But then we also have Black Friday, and those deals obviously go on throughout the weekend. Did you do shopping?
I did. I bought stuff from Fashion Nova and Michael's, which, again, are very different, but I always wait till Black Friday to stock up on, I know, nerd alert, to stock up on all my canvases for painting.
Oh, my God.
They're so expensive all year round, and usually, like, the deals aren't that great, but then on Black Friday, they always have really good deals, so I did that. And then, of course, I had to buy clothes because... Who am I?
I didn't buy a single thing. I mean, I also wasn't in town, so I wasn't really, like, thinking shopping. But I feel like I don't need anything. I saw videos of people going crazy over like 32-inch TVs.
Oh, really?
I'm like, for what? Who wants that?
Oh, peasant TV. I wouldn't even look at a TV that small. I don't know. I started browsing some of the deals on like tools and stuff that I've wanted to buy. And you're like, man, that is a good deal, but I really don't need this thing. And I talked myself out of buying quite a few things. We did find ourselves out shopping on Black Friday. We didn't like intend to go, but we were at Target and I was looking around. I was like, oh man, it is Black Friday. No wonder there's so many people here. Target has no Black Friday deals from what I can tell. Maybe they put a couple TVs on special that were in the aisle.
Remember last year they got caught doing like fake prices.
I believe there was nothing.
Right. Remember that?
We had to go shopping for like our nephew's birthday and some other stuff. You know, it was just, there was nothing on sale.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, zero sales there at Target.
From what I saw from social media, a lot of people were going to Target, though, for like all of the Taylor Swift. I guess she had put out her book and a new, I don't know if it was a new vinyl or something, but
that's why everyone is at Target.
That makes sense because they were playing the Taylor Swift. They were playing Taylor Swift music the entire time we were there. And holy depressing songs. Like, I don't know if I've listened to all that. Kate and I both walked out of there like, what a downer that store is. Like, geez, it's Taylor Swift like in this soft song the entire time
everyone
we were there.
Else in there loved it, but you guys left so depressed.
And then I ended up at Home Depot because I just, you know, I go to Home Depot every day to buy stuff for the house. And then they did have a lot of stuff on Black Friday. And again, the store was packed. And I'm like, what am I doing here on Black Friday? But I actually needed some screws or something. And then I started looking at all the tools. I'm like, oh, no, don't buy it.
Jess, did your brother get that Hulu deal you were telling us about?
So Hulu for another year. Thank you to my brother. But this deal is actually still going on. So if you want to get it, you do probably have to make a new email. That way you can just cancel the account that you have now.
But I don't have a Hulu account. So this is perfect for me.
For you. Okay. So the deal is for 99 cents. Now I thought it was 99 cents for the whole year, but apparently it's 99 cents a month, but that's still super cheap because it only ends up being like $12 for the whole year. So it ends tonight at midnight. So if you haven't gotten it yet, this is the ad version, I believe. And then if you want to get the Hulu and Disney bundle, it's $2.99 a month. For the whole year, which is so much better.
That's a really good deal.
That is a good deal.
What you would pay right now. Because I want to say for no ads, it's like close to $19 a month, possibly around there. So you're saving a lot of money.
Can I ask a pretty dumb question?
Sure.
What the hell is Hulu? Like, what does it have? What do I need Hulu for? Like, oh man, you're missing out. You can't be watching this. It's only on Hulu. Like,
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
I'll pass.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Try
a
again.
Lot of the
try
stuff
again.
I watch on Hulu. They have only Murders in the Building.
Okay.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
I don't watch don't a lot of that. Hulu, but it has a lot of like regular TV shows that you don't like. That you miss because they're on like regular TV or whatever, they all most of the time go to Hulu. So you can like stream anything.
No, I don't need that.
They have a lot of original content. They have a lot of documentaries that are interesting.
They do.
Documentaries?
Yeah, like true crime stuff. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Graham, you just don't like anything.
Well, I'm just wondering. It sounds like a great deal. I want to sign up, but like, do I need it? Will I ever use it?
A lot
I don't
of Bravo
know.
Shows.
Okay.
Oh, true. Yeah.
All right. Then I'd like to take back that shotgun. In my house, that's all that gets watched. So, yeah, okay.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Graham, you didn't hear about the cast of Vanderpump Rules.
This is news to me.
And what happened to them?
What happened? Don't tell me. Like a tragedy? A plane crash? What?
No.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know. The way you tease that, it sounds like something really bad.
Well, I think it's bad for a lot of fans. Bravo announced they're getting rid of the entire cast. They're gone.
Seriously?
Yeah, for the upcoming season, they're gone.
No.
Everyone. What? Tom Scandoval, gone. Ariana, gone.
How can you have Vanderpump Rules without Tom Scandoval or the other Tom? Tom and Tom.
They said they're instead going to replace everyone with, quote, a new group of close-knit servers. Sir, because the restaurant and servers.
Yeah, so it's like the next generation of it. And I agree. This cast got a little too big.
It's done.
And their storylines have played out, and now that they're all kind of moving away, and none of them even work at the place anymore.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the show. But still, that's a big move.
I know. Would you watch?
Maybe. I'm going to try to avoid it. Because then this is a point where you can, like, you know when you love a show, but it's nice to get kind of that clean break from it and then not get pulled back
into
a new part of it. I feel like I can walk away at this point and I won't have any FOMO. Like, I need to see that. I saw that the Ariana, whatever, remember? She was at the heart of the Tom Scandoval cheating. He cheated on her. Mm-hmm. And then she went on to host all these other shows. Now, like, her career, like, massively blossomed from being cheated on. We had the Thanksgiving Day parade on in my house. Don't ask why. I've never watched the thing. And there she is performing, singing on one of the floats. What? Is this it?
Yeah.
She was lip syncing.
That's what I was thinking, because there's no way. Like, listen. Come on, like, because since when do you sing?
Exactly.
I think she does.
You think this is really?
I think so. I had, just because I've seen another video of her singing in this, I don't know if it was a studio. She was singing with somebody else, and I can't remember exactly who it was. I'll try to look for the video. But she sounded really good, and a lot of people in the comments were like, wow, Sheena's probably somewhere, like, quivering.
Yeah, because Sheena was the one that always wanted to sing. Mm-hmm. All I got to say is she was 100% lip-syncing at the thing. The Thanksgiving Day parade, if you watch it, it's like pouring rain out there. It looked miserable. And then, like, there's no way her vocals, like, sound like that.
They were flawless.
I wasn't buying that for the majority of the vocals of any of the performances during that parade. I don't know why I was watching that. Don't ask. No, I can't. I think my wife put it on so my kids could watch it, but...
All right. Nick Cannon's diagnosis. So he revealed that he has been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, and he opened up more about that in this interview with People last week. He said, I still don't understand it all the way, but I kind of always wanted to get tested for it. So I did a bunch of tests, and basically he, like, every single marker, they were like, yep, you have this, you have this, you have this. He says that he's also been diagnosed with ADHD. Even as a kid, you know, he had dyslexia. But he just kind of knew that he was always different, and now he's using it as a tool to better himself.
Okay.
So I looked up narcissistic personality disorder. We use that word narcissist very loosely, if I'm being honest. You're a narcissist. You're a narcissist. Same thing with psychopath. This is what it says. So it's a mental health condition in which people have an unreasonably high sense of their own importance. Okay. I kind of get that vibe from Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
They need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others, but behind this mask of extreme confidence, they're not sure of their own self-worth and are easily upset by the slightest criticism. Mm.
I've gotten that sense from people in my own life that I would consider to be maybe not full-blown narcissists, but have narcissistic tendencies. Mm. I always get the sense that it's masking something, some insecurity.
Yeah.
But that also,
I think it usually is.
The stuff that you were describing a minute ago describes a lot of famous people.
That's true. Like,
yeah.
A lot of them.
It's like you have to have this in order to handle being famous. Mm-hmm. All the fame, not everything that comes with it. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Selena, I think I owe you a bit of an apology because
you do.
I don't know if you remember listening to the show. Selena was always complaining there were a couple of bats that were living by her front door and she was making this huge fuss about it. And then she had one of them murdered by animal control.
I didn't know they were going to murder it.
But that's what happened to it.
Okay, yeah. But I didn't know. That wasn't my intention.
You thought it was getting relocated and rehoused to some bat sanctuary. No, yes. They just chopped it in half. Well, maybe you did the right thing because listen to this. A woman from the Central Valley, she just died from rabies that she got from being bitten by a bat. 60-year-old Leah Senning, she was an art teacher at Bryant Middle School in Merced County. She discovered a bat in her classroom sometime in October. She tried to carefully scoop it up and release it outside. But, you know, these things, it suddenly swooped up and then it bit her and then flew off. And she
didn't, my God.
She didn't show any signs of rabies in the days following that. And authorities think she probably didn't even know she had been bitten. I guess bites from bats can be incredibly small, difficult to see or even detect. She fell ill about a month after that. Her daughter took her to the hospital. She had to be put into a medically induced coma, and she died 4 days later on November 22nd. God. Evidence of rabies was found in samples that were later collected. So they think that's when she was bitten by a bat, got rabies, didn't know it, and then passed away. So, Selena, you probably did. I... look, I've taken it very lightly. The times I've encountered bats in my life when we
were
a kid, our windows never had screens on them. Every now and again, a bat would fly
in
the house.
You're like, sit at your table?
Chase it around with a broom, like, no big deal. But man, it's very scary. I didn't know that, like, they come bite you like that.
Me either.
Be careful.
Be vigilant. I had that one's head chopped off. Although that was an accident. I really didn't know.
But maybe you did the right thing. Maybe to protect your family.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
It deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad.
Wow. That's so sad. You're still a creature of nature.
All right, look, we're going to have your chance to win this JV Show Chug Mug next inside our What the Bleep game is coming up in a few minutes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Welcome back. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess, trying to give you this Chug Mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. This is our What the Bleep game. We play a clip. It has a bleeped out word. Whatever you think that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the free iHeartRadio app. Like I said, first person to get it right wins today's Chug Mug. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. My dad put his in my hand, and then he told me, if anyone asks, this never happened.
Whoa.
When was this?
You need therapy.
Oh, my God.
Might have to report that. Wow. I should have reported that a long time ago. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. And remember, this is a family show, so that bleeped out word, despite how it sounds, is something, in fact, PG. So keep it clean, you sickos, and get those...
I have a lot of guesses.
Get those guesses in quick. Leave us your name, your city, and then your guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep. Hopefully you win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
My dad put his in my hand, and then he told me, if anyone asks, this never happened.
You're sick.
Yeah. You're sick for thinking that.
You said it.
That's not what it is.
All right. As always, whenever you have a guess, leave it on the talk backs on the iHeartRadio app. Let's go through some of your guesses now.
This is Yvonne from San Jose. My guess is wallet.
Wallet.
That's a popular guess this morning. Wallet. No. And it would have been empty, my dad. Didn't have a lot of money.
Good morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. Welcome back. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I think we'll leave that word is car keys.
Car keys. Oh.
There's another very popular guess. Again, if my dad gave me the keys, I wouldn't. I hated it when I had to drive my dad's truck.
I've
talked about it before. It was the oldest Toyota pickup truck on planet Earth. I think the state of California paid him to crush it at one point because it was so old and like junky and polluted. And remember, you couldn't roll up the window.
Oh, yeah. I remember the story.
Grab the pane of glass and then put a wood block under it when you wanted to roll the window up. He would drop you off at school in that thing.
Huh?
And then all the cans would fall out. There were always empty soda cans on the floor. I hated it.
Good morning, JV fam. This is Josh in Castro Valley, and I think the bleeped out word is beer. Your dad put his beer in your hand.
Ooh.
Now that's probably the most popular guess coming in this morning.
A lot of people guessing beer.
Very good guess.
Did he ever do that? Is he the type of dad that would? You want to taste this, son? Here you go. Be a man.
I think he would have. My dad just wasn't a really big drinker. Like, I don't know.
Makes sense. Okay.
He didn't really drink like I do.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know. Let's skip a generation.
Yeah. All right. So what is that bleeped out word? If you have a guess, leave it now on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more guesses coming. Still trying to figure out what today's bleeped out word is. We're playing What the Bleep. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
My dad put his in my hand, and then he told me, if anyone asks, this never happened.
So remember, this is a family show, okay? But if you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to play more guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. Hope you had a great weekend. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. In case you missed the clip for today, here it is.
My dad put his in my hand, and then he told me, if anyone asks, this never happened.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It's just a couple years of therapy. I'm fine.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am fine.
Grammy.
I'm fine. Don't worry.
All right. Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, guys. My name is Carlos from San Jose. My guess is pocket knife. Pocket knife.
Whoa. Pocket knife.
That was a pretty popular guess this morning. Surprisingly, there were quite a few people that guessed knife or pocket knife or something like that.
Did your dad keep a pocket knife?
No, he wasn't a pocket knife guy.
Do you?
I did maybe when I was like in middle school. I had
one of my... what? Just in case?
Selena, I lived in the woods. You never know when a grizzly bear was going to come out and attack you. Actually, no, we didn't have those. We didn't have any bears. But you never know. I lived in the country, Selena.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jennifer from San Jose. Is the bleeped out word screwdriver? Have a good day.
Screwdriver.
Whipped out a screwdriver and put it in my hand. Nope, that's not it.
Hi, this is Jasper from San Bruno, South City. My guess is a gun. A gun. Good morning. Have a great day.
Graham, did your dad give you a loaded gun?
No, never had a gun in the household. My dad's not pretty anti-gun. Even though we lived in the country, and you never know when a grizzly bear was going to pop out of the woods at Napa, and you'd have to shoot it.
Oh, my God.
But we didn't have any grizzly bears, nor did we have any guns. So okay. That situation never would happen.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ruben from Fairfield. I believe the bleeped out word today is cigar. I hope it's correct. Oh, well, have a good day.
Cigar?
There you go.
Did you smoke that cigar?
Yeah, and then you take one little taste of that, and never again. Never
no
again.
No thanks, your dad. Take it back.
Gross.
Well, there you go. All right, here's today's clip. Unbleep. Sorry. Here it is.
My dad put his cigar in my hand, and then he told me, if anyone asks, this never happened.
All right, way
I feel
to
like
go.
Parents just do that to teach you a lesson because you think you want something, then you don't. Then you don't. Same thing. Quite a few people guessed cigarettes this morning. That's a really good guess, but yeah.
It's also very risky. What if your kid does like it?
Oh, yeah. And then they start young.
But ever in the history of that, I understand you give your kids like a White Claw or something. They're like,
this is kind of tasty.
Pretty tasty. But when it comes to smoking stuff or like chewing tobacco, you're. System doesn't react well to it the first time.
But the second time.
Nor does it taste good. But that nicotine, it gets you, then you're hooked. Just kidding. Stay away from that stuff, kids. It's gross. It's disgusting. It causes cancer, by the way, also. All right, shout out to Ruben in Fairfield. What's up, Ruben? What's up? We had the very first correct answer this morning, and I'll be honest with you, almost the only correct answer this morning. One other correct answer. Shout out to our buddy Steve. What's up, Steve? Nobody special. Our buddy Steve. Steve came with the correct answer this morning.
Nice.
Not quite as fast as Ruben. He and Ruben should fight each other. And then we give the winner.
Hey, we don't condone violence.
That's right. Never
just
mind.
Do faster.
You just got to be the first
next
one.
Time. That's it.
And that's it. That's the only shout out I got to give this morning. People need to get out of their Thanksgiving brain fog, having a couple days off, and sharpen their skills.
We're
and get
still
back
in it. We're still in it, so yeah, no judgment. But we are going to do it again tomorrow. We'll play What the Bleep again, 7:05. That's every day here on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. It says that we have Rihanna. Does Rihanna want to play Are You Up Nope game?
I do.
Like the Rihanna? Are you the Rihanna?
I'm not. Oh, no, but I get all those jokes all the time.
It's actually Rihanna.
I'm probably sick of it. Yeah, how do you pronounce your name?
Rihanna.
Just like the real one, but we're still going to call you Rihanna.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
kidding. Rihanna, you're on to play the JV Show Yup Nope game. Jess, what do we have for her to hopefully win?
We have tickets to see J Balvin at SAP Center.
Before we officially get that started, how was the holiday weekend? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I'm just not excited to go back to work or
to
the traffic.
Yeah, nobody is.
Yeah, we feel you on that. All right. Well, hopefully you can win some J Balvin tickets. Let's get to it. We're going to ask you four questions. Get three right and they're yours. Question number one. What does the abbreviation ROI stand for in the financial world? ROI.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I don't know.
Any guesses?
Any hints?
A what now?
No, I don't know.
Return on investment.
Like, I'm getting a really good ROI that new stock I bought. The ROI. It's all about the ROI. All right, question.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't getting at that.
Question number two. True or false? Rio de Janeiro is the capital of Brazil. True or false?
True.
Nope.
What?
That is false. I think a lot of people think that.
Yeah,
the capital of Brazil is Brasilia.
That's a place?
Yep.
That's made up.
It does sound a little made up.
Question number three.
Oh, no.
John D. Rockefeller was the first person in the United States to achieve what level of wealth?
Billionaire.
Yep.
Yeah. You're on the board.
First billionaire. And that was like way back when he was a billionaire. So that was like,
he'd be
like a trillionaire today. All right. Question number four. There are four U.S. states that end in the letter O. Give me two of them.
Idaho.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You just need one more.
And... my God.
Faster.
God.
We would have accepted Ohio, Colorado, or New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
As the other O ending states.
Isn't this game really hard under pressure, though? Because I feel like my mind would have went blank.
I would have aced it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Brianna, thank you so much for playing the JV Show You've Known game. You sadly did not win the game, but do not hang up, okay? Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold. And have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, thank you,
too. Thank you. Hang on there. Lot of shout-outs to get to.
Good morning, JV family. This is Adam from San Jose. Want to see if you can give a shout-out to my son, Jonathan. He turned 12 on Saturday. If you could wish him a happy birthday. My wife, Rosa, should be driving him to school about 7:40, 45. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday, woo! Jonathan. Woo-hoo.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Happy Monday, JV Show. This is Jesse from San Jose calling to say happy birthday to Miss Martinez of Gunderson High School. I love you, and I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody has a great day. Bye.
Miss Martinez, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Do you think he was one of her students?
Oh, are you, I was going to ask you the same thing. Are you getting boyfriend vibes from that talk?
Or student vibes. Secret admirer.
Or dad vibes, because that could be his daughter.
That's true. That's true. Either way, happy birthday, Miss Martinez.
Yeah, happy birthday. A couple moms in my DMs. Moms in my DMs. A guy says, hey, Graham, can you please wish my husband Arturo, a.k.a. Chacho, a happy birthday from his wife and whole squad of boys. We love you so much and appreciate all that you do. Love Dez, Turo, Tonio, and Lo. So happy birthday, Chacho.
Who gives a fart?
Another one says, hey, Graham and ladies, back one last time this year, hoping you can wish my Poppy Chulo Ian, happy 13th birthday tomorrow, December 2nd. We hope you enjoy your dinner at Olive Garden and our trip next week to Universal's for Grinchmas. Is that at Universal Studios?
It has to be, yeah.
Is that what Universal's is? Mm-hmm. Love mom, dad.
Ooh,
love mom and brother Damien. Excuse me. Again, that is happy birthday, Ian.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday. All right, one more here. It says, good morning. Will you guys please congratulate Brandon and Serena on their engagement? This is my wonderful son and his amazing fiance. Our family absolutely loves and adores her. She is an absolute blessing. And thank you. And that's from Jen from Campbell. So congrats to Brandon and Serena.
Who gives a fart?
Love
yeah,
that.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, but who gives
a fart? Who cares?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So this was the biggest Thanksgiving weekend for movies in cinematic history, whoa, you guys. So listen to this. We had Moana 2, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Made $221 million in ticket sales for this 5-day period, making it the top performer for Thanksgiving weekend ever.
That's huge.
That's huge.
But the numbers, yeah. Okay, so it was a 5-day period.
5 days, so it's not just like just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I was trying to see how it did against like Wicked, because Wicked's opening weekend, huge, but that was just a weekend.
Yes, so they consider this different. It's a holiday weekend, so it's a 5-day period. But I do have the numbers for Wicked for this same holiday weekend, because they came in at number 2. Wicked made another $117 million.
That's a lot.
Dang. And then Gladiator 2, right behind that, made another $44 million. So all of these three combined, it was the top like weekend or Thanksgiving weekend for movies ever.
Wow. So everybody decided to go to the movies, basically.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was. We talked about it earlier on the show. I went and saw Moana, and we originally wanted to go see Wicked, but I'd never seen the movie theater parking lot look like that.
Yeah.
Like, you had to look for a spot. It was packed.
And is it like the gym where if there's no spot, you just leave?
Oh, we were almost to that point. The kids would have cried.
The Swifties and the Kelties spent Thanksgiving. Not the Swifties, sorry. The Swifts, the Taylor's family, not the Nutter fans.
Well, Swifties is a cute way to call.
The Swifts and the Kelties spent Thanksgiving together. So Taylor's family hosted Travis's family.
Wow.
In Nashville, like had his parents, brother, his brother's wife, their kids, everybody came through. A source says that it was very festive and special because this was Taylor and Travis's first Thanksgiving together. They didn't spend last Thanksgiving together because Taylor, she was on her Eras tour, obviously. When is she not? But she had a string of shows in South America. So they were separate. But to have a blended family holiday like this. This is serious, you guys. Like, I'm wondering now more than ever if they are engaged. I feel like this is not normal boyfriend-girlfriend activity.
Well, ooh. I think it can be when you know that an engagement / wedding / kids, all that is on its
horizon.
Way, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you just have that sense about certain relationships earlier on than others. But I also think that there's a high probability already engaged. So it was the Swifts hosting the Kelsies.
Yes.
Do you think Mama Swift cooks her own turkey?
No.
Or does she snap her fingers and like the private jet brings in
I think she does.
A gold-plated turkey from something?
I think she probably did cook.
But
you want to impress the other family.
Exactly, so you don't cook.
No, I think you do. Because Taylor's big on like baking desserts and cooking stuff, so... I think she did.
But your private chef makes it better than you do.
True. I wish that somebody just had like a secret little camera. Just recording
just see
everything.
What that was
I want
like.
To see what it looks like.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
Well, the dumpster fire of injuries that is the 49ers 2024 season burns on. The Niners were in Buffalo last night taking on the Bills on Sunday Night Football. And it was a full-blown snowstorm for the game. Niners running back Christian McCaffrey started out the game just knifing through the defense for long runs. But then on a play early in the second quarter, he started to run. Clearly noticed something wasn't right in his leg, and he just slid to the ground and gave himself up. He went to the locker room, did not come back to the game, and the Niners got totally bent over after that by the Bills, losing 35-10. McCaffrey was diagnosed with a PCL injury in his right knee. I had heard of an ACL and even an MCL, but what the hell is a PCL?
What is that?
I'm glad you asked. It's a ligament in the knee that connects the thigh bone to the shin bone. The shin bone's connected to the thigh bone all by your PCL. Apparently, the PCL is the knee's strongest ligament, keeps the tibia from moving too far behind the femur, which is gross if he ruptured that or injured that, or hopefully it's nothing that bad. He's going to be evaluated further today, but Coach Shanahan said last night that he thought it was potentially season-ending. That would be an absolute just nightmare. It'd be brutal for him. He already missed the first 8 games of the season with Achilles tendonitis, and this was just his fourth game back in action. And again, he exited this one pretty early. Next up for the Niners is a home game against the Chicago Bears this Sunday at Levi's. I think the Niners need to, by my calculation, I think the Niners need to basically win out their remaining 5 games if they want to have any chance to make the playoffs. That'd be my guess.
Great.
They got some winnable games here on this. Well, not if they play like they have been. Never mind. I take that back. I'm like, oh, they can win that game. They can win that game. Nah, not if they keep playing like they have been.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for the info, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and a great Thanksgiving break. Welcome back to work, Bay Area. I know it was hard getting up this morning.
Oh, brutal.
It was really bad for us. So let me tell you about my trip to Boston. I flew out last Wednesday and we just got back yesterday. And yesterday I had the worst travel experience I think of my life. This is worse than my daughter going number 3 through her pants when she was a baby on the flight.
Oh, God.
This is worse than my daughter throwing up on the person next to us on a flight. It was bad. So it all started.
It can't be worse than that. That's my biggest fear of all time. A kid yaks on somebody else mid-flight. Are you kidding me?
So the nightmare all started when we decided to go out the night before we had an early flight.
Oh, that's come on. You know better than that.
But we had
wanted to. My man, my husband, he wanted to show me, like, you know, where he's from. This is where we would go out and stuff. Ooh. So I'm game. We go out. It was fun. Had a good time. But we didn't get back to the house and in bed until almost 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, perfect. Setting my alarm for 4:30 because we got to be up and we have a flight to catch.
Oh.
We leave the house. Look, we get up and we get up. We leave the house a little after 5. And we only stayed at this place because it was 15 minutes from the airport. Our flight's at 7. So, like, everything's good.
Okay, perfect.
So, we're driving. Now there's traffic. Like, we're completely stopped. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine. We get to the airport. We're cutting it close. But we can make it. You know, I'm going to go check the bags while my man drops off the car that we've been driving while we're out here. So, he drops us off. And just to paint this picture for you, it's me, 4 of our kids, 2 of them are toddlers. We have 8 bags and 2 car seats.
Oh, that's my night. This is my nightmare.
And the way the Boston airport is set up, it's just so stupid. Like, you can't pull up to the curb like you do here. You have to literally, like, cross a street to get to the sidewalk, to get to the door, to get into the airport. It is
perfect.
It is. So I'm losing my mind when yelling at everyone, you stand there with the kids so they're not running in front of cars. You take these bags, get the car seats, put those there, and then run back and it is chaos. We finally get into the airport. My man goes to drop off the car. I'm sweating from all this hard labor that I'm doing.
Sweating out the night before, too.
Drunk, probably.
Yeah, I literally have, like, liquor. Like, my hair probably smells like smoke. Go to check our bags, and I don't have my ID because it's in my husband's wallet from us going out the night before.
Oh, no. Oh.
So I can't even check the bags. So now we're just waiting for him to get back. He finally comes. Now it's too late to check our bags. We can't get on this flight.
Oh, no.
So they get us on another flight. That takes forever. And it is so last minute that only 2 of our seats are right next to each other. And they're trying to have my 2 toddlers sit there together while the rest of us are just, like, everywhere.
Oh, no. That does not work.
Right. I'm like, how is a 4-year-old supposed to take care of a 2-year-old and vice versa? Like, you tell me how that works. So,
I mean, part of you is like, if this does work, let me know because I'm going to go be, I'll be sleeping in row 33C back here. And they can sit together and annoy the hell out of everyone else.
Now, thankfully, we got people to switch with us. So, like, me and my husband were able to sit, you know, each of us with one of the kids.
How many eye rolls did you detect as you were attempting to finagle this?
Actually, not many. They're actually really nice about that.
Okay, that's good.
So they were probably holding seats.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to leave. So they're like, fine, I'll sit wherever.
Oh, yeah, can you take me away from these 2 toddlers? Sure. Yeah, of course I'll switch seats.
As soon as we sit down, my man's snoring. Oh. I'm off no sleep. So here I am trying to close my eyes, but I'm taking care of the kids. Luckily, this was a short flight, though, because we had a 2-hour layover in New York. So now we're just at JFK, just waiting, just sitting there.
So you took a flight from Boston to New York,
yes.
Made actual no progress towards your destination.
Just none flew. At all. It was the longest day ever. We finally board our next flight. It's a 6.5-hour flight back to SFO.
Oh, that's the worst one ever.
But at least we're all together now. We got the very last row on the plane, you know, 3 seats on each side, which was fine. Only thing is, our flight attendants, they were back there just chit-chatting the entire time. I kid you not, for at least 5 hours of this long-ass flight, I had to listen to them talk about how they like to date the pilots because they like to take time off and travel, too. And what should I respond to this guy on this app? And somebody got pregnant. I'm like,
oh, my God.
That's kind of interesting. I'm in. Tell
no,
me more.
I know, but not when you're trying to sleep. I wanted to turn around and be like, shut the hell up. Like, I am so tired. I could barely keep my eyes open, and I got to listen to you. Like, I'm trying to sleep over here.
Dating a pilot would be cool because then, like, yeah, they fly you all over. And I can't believe she got pregnant already. Like, this is so soon. Like, and they haven't been dating that long.
Right, I know.
I'm anyways, like, fully bought in with their storyline.
So that was the longest flight ever. I'm trying to keep the kids entertained. We did get some sleep on that, which was, you know, I guess some silver lining to all this. So finally, we land back here in the Bay. We get our bags. Our car seats are nowhere to be found. Where are our 2 car seats that were? They boarded that flight with us.
People that don't have kids don't realize that you have to think about traveling with car seats. As if traveling with your own luggage isn't annoying enough, you then throw in car seats on top of that.
How do you guys do that?
Thank you. We ended up finding one of the car seats in some, like, oversized baggage area. Fine. But we're still missing one. We're walking back and forth, talking to different people. Like, where can we find out where this car seat went? Whole time, it was sitting behind one of the agent's desk. Like, not visible, so I'm walking by him, asking him questions about the car seat, and it's right next to him, but I can't see it because it's by his legs. Like, bro, put that somewhere where people can see with all the rest of the suitcases that didn't get picked up. I was so mad. Oh, whatever, we get our car seats.
We're like carrying them on our back. We have our kids. We have our suitcases. Let's just go to the car and leave. Can't find the car keys.
Oh my God.
Are you guys?
I swear to God.
I couldn't travel with you with you guys. The IDs and the keys and the where is everything? Oh my God.
We've gone through every single one of our bags at this point. We're like, did we leave the keys in Boston? But we didn't take the keys out. Did we drop it? We were going through security, boarding the first flight to leave, you know, San Francisco. Like, where are our keys? So now we're like lost and found. Did anybody pick up some keys? Where does TSA, if they get dropped or left in a bin, where do those go? We're trying to track down these keys. Finally, my husband's like, you know, this is like an hour later. He's like, you know what? Let's just take all the bags to the car. If the keys are in one of our bags and it's by the car, it's going to unlock.
Oh, good point.
So we do that. Car seats on our back, trying to wrangle the kids who keep on running away. And they think it's hilarious. You chase them, they run faster. We finally get to the car. Door unlocks. We just put everything in there and we leave. Still don't know where the keys are. Then when we get to the house, we can't get into the house until we go through every one of the bags to find the keys.
Who had the keys? Who's the culprit?
It was in my husband's bag.
I knew it.
I knew it too. You were the one that was driving the car.
I knew it.
So other than that long day,
can I just ask, who did you blame at the end of all of this? Like, who was to blame for this nightmare situation?
See, I felt more to blame because I didn't have my ID.
Okay.
You know, because if I had my ID and checked our bags in the first place, we would have been able to take that direct flight
here and
been here by noon. We didn't get here until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh. I forgot about that key detail. I do blame you.
Yeah. But not having the keys is not my fault. That's different.
Yeah, that's the least of your worries at that point.
But outside of that, I had a great trip to Boston. We were mostly outside of Boston. We spent some time in where my man's from, in Lowell, which is, you know, a little town outside of the city. But we spent most of our time in a cabin in New Hampshire where it was it snowed on Thanksgiving. It was
where the hell is New Hampshire? I got to look at a map.
Right next to it.
I got to look at a map.
It snowed. And it was just like so magical because this is the first time me and the kids have been in real snow.
Oh, that's
really
fun.
So it was the best, but it was freezing. When we first pulled up there, it was 29 degrees, you guys.
That's cold.
People that like me, cold. we don't yeah. You know, we're just not built for the cold. But it was fun. We went ATVing in the snow. That's a photo that we posted. JV Morning Show. It's on our store if you want to go check that out. That was amazing. It was good. It was a really good time. I was with my entire in-laws. We all stayed in this cabin together, which I was kind of nervous about because a lot of times you feel like you can't really be yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be my lazy self. And instead I'm like, hey, do you guys need help in the kitchen? Which, you know, trust me, I don't want to.
Right.
But I will.
Yeah, you
I'll
have
wash
to.
A dish. Uh-huh. Sure. But do I want to? Is it my first choice?
No, but I will
out of fear of being judged. But it was really fun. No.
I'm glad everything worked out.
It worked out.
I want no part of that trip.
Yeah.
Bookended it by the two worst days of travel. No thanks.
It was chaos.
You know, I want to say that you just have really bad luck, but it's not bad luck. It's just you. Like, uh-huh.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jess.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about my nightmare experience traveling back from Boston yesterday.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is your boy RJ from San Francisco. Hey, piggybacking off the lost keys and everything. Hey, man, as a father who travels from Vallejo to Daly City, gotta drop off three kids from three different schools, you have to air tag everything. Air tag your keys, air tag your wallet, air tag your children, air tag your lunch, air tag everything because your brain be all over the place.
You know, that's not bad advice.
That's a great idea. Did you guys, are you the type of person that when you park at the airport, you come out, when you get home from the trip, you have no idea where your car is? Or do you write it down, or take a, we're in this row, I know right where we are.
Yeah, my man videos as soon as we park, so he knows exactly where we're parked at.
I take a picture.
It's smart.
Yeah.
It is smart.
Selena, traveling with car seats, one thing I've definitely learned when my kids were little, especially if you get a rental car, it's worth paying the additional little fee when they provide the car seat. Keep that in mind next time. I'm sure you knew, but try to do it.
Yeah, if that was an option, I didn't know about that, but we didn't go through one of your typical rental companies. We go through this app called Toro. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
No.
It's people that rent out their cars, and it's a lot cheaper than going through a rental place. And a lot of those don't have car seats. At least I don't think, but that is something that I would look into.
Do people on there leave their cars at the airport?
Yeah.
Oh, oh, wow.
Yeah, wherever you, you need to pick it up, they'll just leave it there for you.
Very cool.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, I wanted to know what you guys thought about this. Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine, just got engaged to Eddie Murphy's son, Eric. The two have been dating for more than 3 years. Eric is 35, Jasmine, 28. I guess I wanted to ask you guys, how would you feel, particularly you, Selena, because you have kids, how would you feel if one of your kids married one of your best friend's kids or got engaged to one of your best friend's kids?
I don't think I would be too mad at it because I would feel like I would really know how that other child is and how they were raised.
Oh, good point.
So it's like if I really believe that, hey, they're a good person, they're genuine, they're going to take care of my kid or you know, whatever, I feel like I would have a better understanding of how they are as a person than not knowing their parents that well.
Yeah, I think I'd be pretty pumped if you really did if it was one of my close friends, then it's just an excuse to hang out with my close friends more.
However,
I'm going to get to spend more time with them.
Uh-oh. If things go south,
that's true.
And you now have a deep hatred for your best friend's kid, I don't see that working out very well for you and your friendship.
That's another point I didn't really think of. Major pitfall alert. Mm-hmm. Major
and
alert.
Would you still be friends if there is a falling out and they break up?
Yeah, because say your friend's kid did something awful to your kid, cheated on them, and was in a horrible, just awful, awful, messy breakup. Then do I have to break up with my best friend too?
I don't think you do, as long as your bestie isn't like justifying their kid's awful decisions.
You know they are.
Yeah.
Everyone
Not
takes
always.
Their kid's side. You just talked about Biden pardoning his own kid.
Okay, true.
You always take your kid's side.
But not if they're just, like, awful to their fiance. Like,
but they're not hearing that side of the story.
They're telling you, she's a psychopath. She's a total psycho. I mean, that's what I told my parents.
Things could get messy.
That's what you tell your parents, then they're always on your side. Like, you wouldn't believe this. She's a psycho. You guys.
That's what they all say.
Right. That's what every guy
Things
says.
Things could get so very messy, but I think for the most part, I'd be okay with it. I'd be happy.
I think I would too initially, but now knowing, the major pitfall that could happen, like you guys are
risky.
Only going to date and get engaged if you know for a fact this is working out, because I'm not letting you screw this up.
Right.
But then if it does work out, like that friend just turned to family now.
That's what I'm saying.
Every holiday together.
That's fun.
It has a potential to be awesome. It also has a potential to be absolutely terrible. Normal breakup, your kid breaks up, and you just never see that family again.
Yeah.
See ya, don't care.
This
but
one,
yeah.
You're stuck with them because that's your best friend.
I know.
All right, next here on the JV Show, let's talk holidays. How many days until Christmas?
23.
Did you already count?
Yeah, well,
oh, that's an easy second. One. It's only the second.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Eric from Newark here. I just have a question for Grandma Selena. So I, Thanksgiving this over the weekend and saw a bunch of friends and family and kids, and it just got me thinking about like having kids myself one day. So I'm 32. You know, I think I have a decent job. But at this point in time, there's just like no way I could support a child financially, let alone multiple like you and you guys do. So I'm just wondering, like, how in the world do you guys have kids in the Bay Area without skipping meals?
That's a good question.
I got a step-by-step plan. Step one, don't get a job in radio. Step two.
Yes.
Because
most important.
That's probably the most important
Rely
thing.
On your spouse.
And then step two, yes. You,
like literally.
You, oh,
need,
okay.
You need to date or be married to somebody that's more successful than you. I think that's the formula.
It helps that we have some, you know, like my husband and your wife. You know, because being a single parent, I cannot imagine how hard that must be.
That's what I'm saying.
In these times.
And I think most parents in the Bay Area feel that even as a dual income, you know, with both parents working, even as a dual income household, everybody is scraping by.
Yeah.
So like to your point, being a single parent has got to be just astronomically harder.
The other thing is you just don't buy yourself anything, and all the food and clothes and new things go to the kids.
Yeah.
Like I wore leggings and t-shirts from like 5 years ago.
I said that the other day to Kate. I was like, I have been wearing this pair of underwear and this pair of shorts. And this t-shirt that I was like lounging around the house in, I'm like, I've had these for over 12 years, at least.
Yeah, and never even washed the underwear.
No. He's trying to save on the
water.
Bill. Yeah.
Good morning, David Show. It's Lupi from the East Bay. I happen to just look at the date on my drive to work, and I realized, oh my goodness, 23 days until Christmas. All right, you got to keep that tradition going. Have a great week, guys. Love you.
Yes, love you. Thank you for that.
23 days until Christmas? Yes. I can't believe that.
Isn't that crazy? This year just flying by. Speaking of the holidays.
So I want to know if you guys can guess what generation is going to be spending the most this year on their holiday shopping.
Gen Z, obviously.
All of them? Everything's more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then
millennials are at the top of this list, you guys. Apparently, they're expected to be spending nearly $1,700.
On Christmas presents?
Yep.
Just on everything.
Everything. The holiday shopping in general.
Yeah.
So I want to know what your spending is going to look like this year. Like, what things are you guys going to be spending the most on? Will it be gifts?
Yeah.
Grandma.
But not that much. $1,700?
That is a lot. But again, that's like just holiday shoppers in general. And I think with that comes with like shopping for, you know, holiday meals and everything kind of put together.
Decorations, all that stuff.
Hosting the holiday gatherings and all that stuff. I try to sit on the sidelines of the gift buying as much as I can. I mean, you guys roast me for the gifts that I buy my wife. Like, I do that. But then when it comes to like, what should we get your mom? And I'm always like, yeah, you know, she probably wants something. And I try to just stall it out until Kate eventually picks something. I'm just not good at that. You guys know I'm not the best at that. And then, like, I don't know what the reason I get my, and you guys roast me for it, but the reason I get my wife the things that I do is because I take a note when she says she needs or wants something, right? That's how I know. But I'm not around my mom like that all the time. I don't know what she needs or wants. Yeah, I don't know.
And a lot of the times it's better to just stay out of the way. Just let me handle the shopping.
Thank you. No. Thank you.
Because we, at least me, like, I think it's fun anyways, and I don't need your opinion.
I don't feel like my wife likes my strategy. I think she would like me to
Well, then never mind.
To handle more of it. But I just don't. I act like if I was to go out and actually, I could think of nothing worse than just wandering around a store shopping. Maybe she'll like this sweater. I can't. Like, that drives me crazy. If I'm going to go holiday shopping, I need to go to the store and know what I'm going there for and get the thing and walk out. The browsing around, like, maybe she would like these oven mitts. Like, I know. So I don't know what she wants.
How about this? Grammy, you have two kids. Mm-hmm. Do you ever take them to the mall or wherever to go, like, get a picture with Santa?
Yes.
There's a mall in LA that is charging $165 for the visit with Santa there.
Wow.
Because
who pays that?
I guess these ritzy parents. I don't know. So I wanted to ask you.
Do I get a flight on his
this.
Actual sleigh?
No.
Then I'm out.
You get complimentary cookies. The elves will prioritize your check-in.
Oh, God.
You get to, like, you know, hang out at their postcard station in the Christmas village and do a scavenger hunt. And then you get 3 minutes with the big guy himself. 3 minutes.
That's a lot of time with the big guy. That is a lot of time.
$165?
That's too much.
No, and usually, you know, the mall Santas, no offense, mall Santas, but I don't want to spend 3 minutes with you. Could you guys get a breath mint?
Do you get those pictures with your family? Or have you already taken your Christmas pictures? I know you have.
We did over the weekend. We were up at a cabin in New Hampshire. Long story. Go back and podcast the show. But we took some pictures there that is going to be our Christmas card.
Yeah. Oh, snowy background.
Mm-hmm. But as far as like the mall Santa.
Yeah.
We do that every year. But sometimes, and this has only been happening recently, they don't have a lot of workers there to help get the kids in and out. There was one year, I think it might have been the year before last, we're at Southland Mall right here in Hayward. We were literally standing there for no joke, at least an hour and a half. The line is not moving because they have one person taking the picture, going back, showing them the pictures, printing out the pictures, exchanging the money. One person working there. To where when it was my kid's turn, I was so pissed off. Go sit down. I took a picture of my phone. We left. I don't encourage you doing that, but you do what you gotta
faster.
Do sometimes. Then I saved myself like 20
So that
bucks.
Poor elf was back there printing out your pictures and they came out to give them to you. You were already gone?
No, she didn't even take them. She didn't even take them. I was just like, step aside.
Move aside,
get
elf.
Your picture.
Yeah. I've got this.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So I wonder how J-Lo feels about the way Ben Affleck spent Thanksgiving. He spent the holiday with his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner. And they do have kids together, so they were with the kids. But it was a nice little family reunion for them. I do like this. They went and they volunteered and fed like 2,000 homeless people in downtown L.A. And then later that day, he was seen walking into Jennifer Garner's home for a family Thanksgiving dinner. And a body language expert even weighed in and said that Ben looks so much more relaxed and happier now. Like, his whole demeanor has just changed compared to those last days of being married to J-Lo, like when they were going through all of that.
When he looked upset all the time. Do you think but he has resting Ben face. Don't you think he still looks upset all the time?
I mean, no.
He looks happier when he's with the other Jennifer.
Slightly less grumpy. Yep. Still booze and cigarettes.
A source said that Ben felt blessed to spend Thanksgiving with his family, and he loves that he can just be himself around them.
Finally.
If I'm J-Lo seeing this, like, oh, you were with her?
Finally, free of the great weight of J-Lo. Get out of here, J-Lo. You were bringing it down.
Sting.
She'll be engaged first, though. So
that's true.
Won't she have won that?
Yeah, but she probably still wants...
She wanted it to work out.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. Of course, they wanted to work out. Otherwise, they wouldn't have started dating each other. Yeah. But now they think they both realize there's a reason we are not together.
Diddy's bail hearing update. So as more allegations continue to come out, Grammy told me he's being accused of like dangling someone over a balcony or something now.
Yeah, off like the 17th story or something.
The
Many years ago, but he dangled the woman off there, the Diddy Dangler.
Yep, the Diddy Dangler.
That's one of his new nicknames.
Last week, we were supposed to get the update from his third bail attempt. Remember, there was a hearing. He was in court and all that. Well, here it is. He was denied again. The judge cited evidence showing his alleged attempts at witness tampering, his violation of prison regulations while behind bars, and, you know, he runs a criminal enterprise, all this stuff. So basically, they concluded that the court could not trust Diddy if released out on bail, which was a good call.
Yes, that was the call that all
of us throw away the key.
We're rooting for. Sorry, Diddy.
Yeah.
The Diddy Dangler.
The Diddy Dangler.
I like that.
But all these stories that come out, he's hanging, dangling a woman off a balcony. You're just like, yeah, that tracks. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Honestly, like, I saw that headline. I just like kept scrolling. I'm like, I'm used to these.
Yeah, nothing is shocking anymore.
No.
I know.
Graham,
it's kind of sad.
What do you have?
All right, the banana has been eaten, you guys. The banana has been eaten.
Woo!
No,
for you,
not talking
you
about my Thanksgiving weekend. I'm talking about Justin's son. He ate the banana that was part of the $6.2 million artwork that he bought at a Sotheby's auction earlier this month. Son is a 34-year-old cryptocurrency mogul, and he won at auction the banana duct taped to the wall. This is this famous piece of art, and he paid $6.2 million for it. This piece of art was created in 2019. It's titled The Comedian, which is the actual name of the banana duct taped to the wall. Now, again, what he bought is just the rights to duct tape a banana to a wall and call it The Comedian. And he, at a press conference in Hong Kong on Friday, ate the banana that was duct taped to the wall, the one that he bought at auction. He said that banana tasted, quote, much better than other bananas.
Shut up.
Oh, God. It was a $6.2 million banana.
After this, do you just tape another one?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Whenever you want to display this at home, you just grab your banana from the grocery store and grab a fresh piece of duct tape, which you can buy for a whole roll for about $1.99 or whatever, and then you just tape it to the wall.
And it's back.
And that's your artwork that's worth $6.2 million. You want another one of them? Tape another banana to the wall.
Can you have more than one at the same time?
He has the rights to the artwork, so I guess he can reproduce it as freely as he wants to. Now, I did want to ask this because I bought some bananas from Trader Joe's and they were completely brown the very next day. You're just like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Do you think this was the very same banana that he bought at the auction? Because that auction was a couple weeks ago, right? And it sold for 6.2. And then on Friday, he eats the banana.
No banana lasts that long.
This was already a replacement banana.
Yeah.
Which makes me more mad about this whole thing.
$6 million,
and this guy's just eating bananas left and right. Like, this thing is so worthless.
Yeah. Well, do you, Banana Man?
Some people just shouldn't have that much money.
Seriously.
Makes me mad.
So stupid.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a great holiday weekend. Thank you so much for being back here with us. Every Monday, we do something called Photos from Home. We each posted a picture that, you know, we brought from our weekend or from our Thanksgiving break. It's at JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. Make sure you are following us if you're not already. Oftentimes, a lot of what we talk about during the show is on our story or we post it to our page. So go check that out. My photo is me and my husband and my mother-in-law and my stepson. We went ATVing. Now, we're out in the New Hampshire mountains in the snow.
This is like so un-Selena-like.
It was
in the New Hampshire mountains in the snow. We're ATVing. Like,
I don't even walk outside my house unless it's to get my DoorDash. You know, so this is a little different. But it was so much fun. Freezing.
Which one is you?
Yeah, which one is you?
So I'm the second to the right.
Okay,
on the one red.
In, yes.
Brown?
Yes, brown okay. and red.
Brown jacket, red ATV.
Yes.
AJ's mom loves me. How come she didn't like, why didn't you guys text me some selfies or something this weekend?
That'd be weird if my mother-in-law was texting you.
No. Why didn't you like send a picture?
Text
like
you some selfies of us.
Wasn't she asking about me?
No,
like in wanting you to say hi or
no,
something?
No, not at all. You didn't even get brought up, if I'm being honest.
Ooh. That's kind of hurtful. Because really? She hung out after our comedy jam just to meet me
right.
that one time because she's, you know,
yeah.
we're tight
That's
like
weird.
That. was this one of those ATV trips where they only let you go 5 miles an hour? Or did they let you like really let it rip?
Oh, we told him we want to go fast. So he's in the front. You have to like follow him because we're going through like the woods and stuff.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So we're following him. But we were going, I think, over like 30 miles an hour.
Why not snowmobiles? Not enough snow?
Not
yet?
Enough snow.
Got it.
Yep.
That looks very fun.
That was
fun.
Their first day of snow. Graham, your
right,
picture.
Mine's a picture of me and my kids. Took them on Saturday night to see Moana 2. So every time we take them to see a movie, we always take a picture in front of the movie
Aww.
Poster to remember the little movie that they saw. They loved Moana 2. It was good.
You know what bothers me about this picture?
Tell
not, not that there's anything wrong with what's in the picture, but that your wife isn't in it because she's always the one having to take the picture
true.
Of you and the kids.
Sometimes she doesn't want to be in the picture
Why
in
not?
My defense because a lot of times in the movie, people walk up and say, do you want to be in it? She said, no, I don't want to be in it. So,
okay, well then that's different.
It's sort of just like the
okay.
tradition, me and the two kids. How do you like
okay.
the my son Fortnite in the blue in the navy blue
oh,
vest
matching.
Game?
I love it.
You were matching. He was very anti wearing a vest. He
really?
Did not like. I was like, dude, it's freezing out. You're going to want this vest. You know, kids. And it's like, well, it's rubbing on my neck.
Yep.
They have a million complaints.
It's uncomfortable.
Shut up and put the vest on.
And Jess.
And that was me helping my mom decorate her tree at her house. But I literally had to hold my cat back because she was ready to pounce. Like, she kept knocking things off. And it was a disaster, basically.
Well, your cat's so big now.
Yeah, you guys.
She was just a little baby like yesterday.
I think I'm feeding her too much.
Not gonna lie. Oh, you got a fat one?
Not gonna lie. Yes.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
The thing is,
pets get fat real quick.
Yeah, anytime she's hungry, I feel bad because she obviously comes to me and I could tell she's hungry because she's meowing at me and that's the only time she meows. And so I'm like, okay, I'll give you a little bit. And then she comes back and I'm like, I can't keep feeding
wow.
you this much.
She could be the next viral fat cat. It's not a bad thing.
That is true.
Put her on Instagram. Make her an account.
Yeah.
TikTok.
People
right.
love
right.
videos of fat cats.
Yeah.
Like doing stupid stuff. You got might have
but
something there.
But I want
there.
Her to live a long time.
So check out all those photos. JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, well, if you watched the Snow Bowl last night, that was the 49ers getting pounded by the Buffalo Bills at Highmark Stadium in Buffalo, where they had received, I don't know, over 2 feet of snow the night prior, and then it continued to snow throughout the game. Well, the Buffalo Bills organization, they needed some help getting all the snow off the seats because so much had accumulated inside the stadium. Now, they can sort of plow and clear the field, but getting snow that's piled up in those seats is quite the job, and there's no machine to do that. The only way to do that is with people and shovels. So they called on their fans for the great rate of, I'll let you decide, $20 an hour. They'll provide you with a shovel and some hot food and drinks. Get out there and shovel the snow. And fans showed up in droves to
really?
Help
well, at
them
least they got paid. I didn't know that they were
clear
paying
the stadium.
Fans.
$20 an hour.
It's not anything
Selena,
I would do. That's nothing.
To shovel snow. Have you ever shoveled snow? It's miserable.
No. This
let
is my
alone,
first time in snow over the weekend.
Let alone shoveling snow that's in between a lot of awkward objects. You know those seats at an NFL stadium.
Yeah.
Like, how are you clearing?
Getting under there and stuff?
It's very, very annoying. Would you guys, let's just say a freak snowstorm rolls in and Levi Stadium filled with 3 feet of snow everywhere for $20 an hour and some hot food and beverages, would you go pitch in and help clear the stadium?
No.
No.
Yeah, me
that
neither.
Is not a me problem.
Graham, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if I'm remembering correctly, but I thought that Bills fans were also some that like lost some limbs after helping them shovel some snow last year.
Yeah, that kind of rings
what?
A bell because there was this has happened before and they had fans come and clear and they had even postponed one of the games because the snow was so bad and the conditions. Mm-hmm. It was so cold and so windy And then, but that might have been in Kansas City. There were some fans. I think they were outside in like negative. Remember that game?
Yeah.
It was played in like negative temperatures.
Yeah.
And some of the fans are out there like, look at me. I'm out here with short sleeves on. I'm not fazed by this cold. And then they got frostbite and lost some fingers and some toes and things.
Oh, my God.
The thing that bugs me about this is, like, while it is probably cool, like, oh, I helped in there shoveling the snow. Until you shovel snow for more than 10 minutes, and you're like, this is terrible. I don't want to do this anymore. The NFL is, like, the richest organization there is.
$20 an hour.
They just print billions of dollars. This is not, don't ask me, John Q fan, to come down there and clear your stadium. You have you could probably hire some like helicopters to come in there and shovel the snow. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, you have limitless wealth. The NFL prints money to the tune of billions and billions of dollars a year. You use those billions and you clear out all the snow for me, the fan. So when I get there, because I felt bad, the fans.
That's like disrespectful. Yeah,
the
when
fans
you think
last
about
night
it.
Still had to sit on like seats. On seats that were filled with snow last night. Like, they didn't even clear it all the way out. They got the field looking great, but the stadium was still full of tons of snow. You guys bring in 10,000 space heaters and melt it all out. Do whatever it takes so I, as a fan, have a great experience if I bought tickets to this. You guys have all the money. Don't make me come down there for $20 an hour and shovel it out.
Pay more.
Seriously.
Also, do they have someone supervising? Because I would just like to show up and get paid and take selfies.
Yeah, yeah. It's like great for your Instagram, like holding the shovel,
look at me.
A couple snowballs, and then you eating all the free corn dogs.
Why could I see Jess doing that?
That sounds fun.
Great.